So Marcos, this was our very first live stream event on Channel 9, and there was quite a bit of setup to this, we're not going to lie. To all of you viewers out there, like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of setup time went into preparing to get this done. And I think it was all worth it because, you know, we're starting to get more viewers coming in online. We're going to do this more frequently. And, you know, Marcos, I think you got some big news too, right? You're going to be coming back to the MVP community, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I've been off for 18 months. I was lucky enough to just get the MVP Reconnect Award. And now I'm just working as I should always have for the MVP and community and became available again. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of my favorite parts about, you know, being an MVP is having the ability to do things like this. Exactly. This is pretty cool to be able to, you know, come through live stream to, you know, all of our friends around the world, because there's a lot of people that want MVP days to come out locally into their cities. And, you know, we're just physically not able to get everywhere. So with the ability to take into, you know, live stream the events, I think this is going to provide a very, very cool platform. And, you know, Marcos, myself, Clint, a bunch of the other MVPs, Emil, that have followed MVP days since pretty much the very beginning, we're going to take and work really hard to take and make sure that these are quality events that are taking and coming via the MVP community. So just a quick time check here. We're probably about 3 minutes away from our next session, and we're so lucky to be joined by fellow MVP and Edmonton native, Philip Elder. So he's a high availability MVP, and he's going to be taking and showing us the truth about virtualization bottlenecks. So Philip has done a ton of work with, you know, Hyper-V and clustering and stuff like that. And so he's going to have an absolutely fabulous session. So Marcos, are you pretty jazzed about this next session that we're going to be having?
Yes, I will not move from here. I want to really see what Philip is bringing, and everything is okay.
Awesome. Well, Philip is just getting set up downstairs. Yeah. Awesome. So, like I said, we're just a couple minutes away from this next session that's coming up, Marcos. What has your experience been like for taking and working with this new platform that we have on Channel 9? Is this something that you think our viewers that are out there are going to, you know, continue to like seeing from us?
So from the beginning of MVP days in 2015, right? It's pretty impressive of what has been already accomplished. And this year with this live stream and all of these apparatus, I think you should show what is our table over here, because it's pretty impressive and no one have idea what is behind the scenes how we should do this.
So you're thinking we should show people a little bit of a sneak peek behind the scenes here?
I think in between one of the sessions, probably the next one, we should get ready to just show what is behind the scenes with this.
Yeah, absolutely, because it was a lot of gear to haul in. I have a newfound respect for all my friends at Channel 9, because it is an awful lot of work for us to take and to get this set up, and for what they do at Ignite and the big conferences, absolutely blows my mind. It's like setting up a whole TV show.
It is, and of course they have a bigger teams, but in this case it's 3 or 4 doing all of this, and the amount of trucks of gear only for this show, I don't want to imagine what's happened to Ignite or TechEd or something like that.
Oh, it's unreal, absolutely unreal. So I think we're now just probably about a minute away. We'll get Philip to take a mic in here. He just grabbing himself a glass of water. And, you know, I think, Marcos, how do you feel about some of the new features that have taken and come out? Oh, Emil, come on in. Come join us. You'll be the new Marcos. So look at, I've now upgraded Marcos for the pre-show here.
I'm
2.0. So Emil, tell us how you felt about your very first live stream to Channel 9. Tell all the viewers out there how the experience was.
Oh, it was pretty cool. I mean, you know, it was first time around, so not really used to, you know, doing the little things like repeating questions and stuff like that. But yeah, it was pretty neat. It's going to be nice to see, you know, when we get our hundreds and thousands show up.
Oh, we hit a million.
Oh, a million? Okay.
Yeah, we hit a million viewers online. It's a new milestone for MVP Days. So. And we're pretty lucky, because what you can't see on the camera right now is you can't see that we've got a pretty good crowd here for the session today. So I think as soon as Philip is ready, we'll take and cut over, and we're good to go. Are you? So Philip, let's just do a quick, if we can just do a real quick mic test there.
Back and forward and
move. I'm horrible for pacing. Hey,
you do
am I on?
This? It's good.
You are on now. Let's just do a quick mic check there.